1,500 chickens killed in a motorway crash. PETA, which stands for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, says it wants to remind drivers that chickens are not just body parts to fish out of buckets. The chickens died when a lorry carrying more than 6,000 birds hit a safety barrier on the M62 in Greater Manchester early yesterday morning. It's thought most of the chickens were killed on impact, but some escaped from their crates and were hit by cars. Perhaps you saw the crash, or you were held up for hours while the surviving birds were rounded up. You think Peter's got a point here? We need to remember the hardship animals go through to make it to the table. Would a memorial statue make you think twice about popping into KFC, or is it rather odd to highlight animals that die when they're on the way to a slaughterhouse anyway? Let's get details of the crash first from Hannah Bargery, senior reporter at the Warrington Guardian. I remember, Hannah, it was mentioned in the travel report yesterday, so it was really disruptive.
Caused a lot of lengthy delays in the town, and well, pretty much traffic chaos in Warrington that morning for commuters.
And it was a chicken lorry?
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, news was broken before I came into work at about 4 in the morning. It was carried about 6,000 chickens, and the three lanes had to close as a result, and they weren't reopened until about 10:40 that morning.
Was the lorry in collision with any other vehicle? Did anyone else get hurt?
No, we understand there wasn't any injuries, and it collided with the verge side safety barrier on the motorway.
Right, and the instant of the crash, a good number of chickens died, is that right?
Yeah, unfortunately, and obviously you can, obviously pictures have been sent since, obviously you can see that the impact has killed a number of them, but a number have also got free, and there was a woman just the other side of the field who heard the smash and went running over and started grabbing them two under her arm at a time to rescue them and put them in the field next to the motorway.
Oh, I see, so they got out the back, and obviously cars at that point were still going past.
Yeah, I assume so at that point. I mean, the only pictures we've seen is when the road's actually been completely closed, because the pictures we've seen, it's completely blocked all three lanes, so it doesn't look like any cars can get past.
So there's 6,000 birds on board, 1,500 died, and quite a few others had to be rounded up by the highways agency, is that right?
Well, apparently it was this lady, she works for a rescue centre, she did rounded up the majority of them. She rounded up about 3,000 birds, and said to me this morning that she's managed to rehome all of them now. There's been so many calls and emails about it. She said she could rehome them three times over. There's that many people been in touch, so it's nice to know that many caring people are out there.
And the load of 6,000 chickens sounds like a lot, but I guess that might be quite normal for a truck to carry that many.
Yeah, well, that's why I got in touch with Peter, because we were discussing it in the office, and a few people said it sounded like a lot, and so that was our original question to them, if that was the norm, and then they came back and said that, sadly that was the case, and explained that they wanted to see a memorial sign for the chickens.
And the chickens were on their way into Warrington or out? Where was the slaughterhouse?
They were heading towards Manchester, I think. So as you might, the slaughterhouse was somewhere down that way on the M62.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Reporter in Warrington at the Warrington Guardian, Hannah Bargery, senior reporter there. We're speaking to Ben Williamson, first spokesperson for PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And it would, I heard you wanted a plaque, and then I heard you wanted a statue. What is it that you want here?
Well, we've actually already got it. It's a 10-foot statue, as you say, of an angry-looking chicken. And obviously, the whole idea is to not only remind lorry drivers that they're carrying very precious cargo, animals who feel fear and pain and deserve to be treated with respect and live out their own lives, but also to the drivers who, every time they see this chicken, we hope that they'll consider their own actions and decide that actually the best thing I can do, if I don't want to see tragedies like this, if I don't want to see the slaughter of hundreds of millions of chickens every year, then what I should do is simply leave them off my plate.
And 10-foot high sounds quite big. You've got a spot in the centre of Warrington you want to put that in, or at the roadside?
Somewhere where it's observable to everybody. At the roadside, preferably, where it's not going to distract drivers, but simply be their observer. If it's off to the side in the public pathway, then it should be like the Angel of the North, something just for people to see when they're driving past and make them think twice about what or who, rather, in this case, they're eating.
And you say this statue that you've got is 10-foot high and is of an angry chicken. I'm not sure whether chickens express or show emotion clearly like that. I haven't seen what one looks like when it's angry. Can you describe it?
Well, this is much like...
Got his hands on his hips or something?
If you imagine the Angry Birds game, that's exactly how it looks. It's sort of a...
Cartoon, almost.
Well, yeah, it's a cartoon image, but this is a very serious point. You know, we're deadly serious that this memorial needs to happen. This was an unspeakable incident. 1,500 chickens died needlessly, but even if they had arrived at the abattoir, they would have been shackled upside down, hoisted onto a conveyor belt, their throats would have been cut, and you know, it's something that doesn't need to happen. We can have perfectly long, healthy lives eating fake meats and a vegan lifestyle, which is what Peter advocates.
Tom Slater, that is a good point. We are just reminded with this crash of the suffering that animals go through every day.
Well, yes, but I think the whole point of a memorial, the whole sort of meaning behind it, is that it honours human life, essentially, because human life has meaning, human life has a special significance, and I just don't think you can have a memorial to chickens. I think even just going on the description we've heard, it's quite farcical.
And it's, it's one in the centre of London to animals who died in the Second World War.
That's another thing that I think is quite strange. We're in a very bizarre position where, for, you know, from carrier pigeons in the First World War, that we've taken to kind of honouring animals in this way. I think that broadly speaks to what underpins animal rights, which is a kind of tenderness around humanity and a little bit of the misanthropy as well.
But are you suggesting they are worth less than humans or worth nothing?
I think they're worth less than humans. What they're worth is what they're worth to humans, as far as I'm concerned.
So if it's not worth anything on the market, it's not worth anything.
Not necessarily on the market, not necessarily talking kind of purely kind of terms of money, but purely in terms of what worth it has to humanity. Humanity is the animal that can transform nature in its image, deserves to do that. It has dominion over animals.
Ben Williamson, why put up a statue to a chicken when you could put up, let us say, the statue to an old person who died in the hands of an uncaring care home?
Well, we're not saying that that shouldn't happen. What we're saying is that
it's more important, isn't it?
Well, I think animals have their own natural instincts. Theirs, like ours, is to be free, not be locked inside a cage, transported around the country, and then killed whenever it's convenient and edible to us. You know, animals want. If these chickens were left to live out their own lives, they would be dust bathing in the scrub, in the sun. You know, but in reality, they're kept in large warehouses and filthy, windowless sheds where they're deprived of all that comes naturally to them. They never get to feel the sun on their backs or smell fresh air until the very day they're packed off to slaughter. And in this case, they didn't even make it, and
that is
a tragedy.
The argument would be that they only lived to die, they were only bred to be eaten. If you decide to stop slaughtering and eating them, they don't exist anyway.
Well, what kind of a life is it to be brought up on these filthy, crowded factory farms anyway? And I would disagree with the point about the animals only have a value intrinsic to us. Anyone who lives with a companion animal, with a dog or a cat, knows full well that these animals have their own natural desires and they should be let to live out
their
lives.
What Tom is saying, that the value of the dog or the cat is dependent on the owner feeling and recognising that value.
And
just made that point for you.
Well, we want people to have more compassion about animals' own intrinsic worth. Their value is not for us, but for what they want to do themselves.
Tom, have a heart here. This is a lot of chickens, and it's just a 10-foot statue, and maybe a trucker will glance at it and he won't fall asleep at the wheel.
I understand that, but I think it's just the kind of precedent it sets. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, for an animal rights group to say this is a bit of a tragedy, but to get into a position where, either in law or just in discourse, we're getting to that position where we're memorialising animals, I think that sets quite a dangerous precedent if you want to live in a humanist society, one that's arranged around human needs, human whims, and even things which might strike campaigners at PETA as surplus. I think it's important that we keep humans at the centre of all of this.
Thank you very much indeed, Tom Slater of Spiked, the Current Affairs magazine, and Ben Williamson, spokesperson for PETA, which has the statue that it wants to put up for the chickens. Tell us what you think about this, 0500 288 291. Email vine@bbc.co.uk. Find me and us on Twitter and Facebook, and you can post us a letter. It may not get here today, though.